All right, now joined by members of the softball team here at Stevens County High School. Introduce yourselves if you would.
My name is Carson Stowe. I play first base and I'm a junior.
My name is Emerson LeCroy. I'm a pitcher and I'm a senior.
My name is Faith Alvester. I'm a catcher and I'm also a junior.
All right, two juniors and a senior along with us. Tell us about the season so far.
So far, we played some pretty tough teams, and it has prepared us for region play in these upcoming few weeks. And so far, we're 1-1 in the region, and we're just hoping to be first or second in the region and make it to state by the end of the season.
When you look at the region, what are some tough teams you'll face in the region this year?
One of the tough teams is Hebron. Franklin County will also be a pretty big competition.
Mm-hmm. Franklin County's got a good program over there. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's good. What's some surprises this year when you've seen the team and the team come together? Is there any pleasant surprises you've had, Faith?
Well, our team is doing pretty good. We have a lot more younger players, and we get to have a JV team this year, so that'll prepare them for the upcoming years.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about the coaching staff and the coaches that you have.
We actually just got Coach Casey Ivy back from a couple years ago, or many years back. She coached, and she became our head coach again this year, and we're really loving her and her aggression and her wanting to win this season.
As you go through the rest of the year, what do you look forward to? What's some of your bigger goals that you have?
Well, like we said, our main goal was to make it to state, our state playoffs, and to do that, it would be helpful if we made first or second in the region.
Okay. Emerson, you are a senior this year. What's your goals? What's your plans for after this year?
I want to attend UGA, actually. I don't plan on continuing my athletic career, but I just plan on attending UGA.
Yeah. Now, a couple of juniors. You got any future plans right now as juniors?
Not right now. I'd like to play in college, but I haven't figured that out yet.
How about you, Carson?
I've visited Lee University, not really like got an official offer yet, but I plan on going there. They're definitely my number one.
All right. What's some other activities you participate in the school? Can you?
Well, I also play basketball and tennis, and we're also all involved in many clubs.
I actually plan on playing tennis as well this year.
I play basketball and probably going to throw shot put this year.
All right. So multi-athletes, that's great. That is wonderful. Anything else to add about the softball team this year? Well, best of luck the rest of the year. Off to a good start, and hope everything goes very, very well for you as you move through the season. Emerson, Carson, and Faith, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Now joined by a couple of volleyball players, Anaya Mayweather and Allie Brock, along with us. Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Tell us about the volleyball team this year, how things are going for you.
So, I believe this year we have a pretty strong team. We have a lot of good, well-rounded players. We've been playing really good together so far, and I'm really excited for the season.
Yes. Last year we lost one senior, so this year we didn't have to do a lot of rebuilding, so we're pretty strong this season.
Pretty a stable team coming out. Got a new coach, right?
Yes.
Tell us about your coaches' staff.
Well, we have Coach Bethany Brock and Coach Lefevers. Coach Lefevers, this is his second year coaching with us, and we've been pretty good off with him so far. He's really helped us to just be together. Just Coach Brock, she's been here for a long time, and she's just always been great at building us and just being an encourager and just telling us what we need to know.
Yes. Coach Fears is always bringing in the positivity and the team bonding and practices, and he likes to incorporate camps throughout the season and stuff, so that really builds the team chemistry a lot.
And this is still a fairly new program here at Stevens County High School, but you could tell Coach Lefevers really wants to push the program and promote the program as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your positions you play.
I am an outside hitter, and I also play defense a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a middle hitter, and I play defense as well as middle back.
And for folks that don't know that about volleyball, tell us about what a hitter does.
Well, a hitter just attacks, and it's called a kill, and so that's what the hitter does, and then defense.
Yeah. And then defense, you just basically keep the ball in play as much as you can for the front row.
Yeah, so you have a setter, and then you try to smash it away.
Yes, basically.
I used to be a setter or something, so when I played a little bit. But it's a lot of fun. Volleyball is a great sport to watch, too. And what would be your encouragement for maybe more fans to come out and check you out?
Yeah. It's a really fun game to watch. I mean, you just keep going nonstop, so it's just great to be out there and just see the action back and forth all the time.
Yeah, it's also a very loud gym, and it's really not that hard to, you know, understand what's going on. You know, just pass, set, hit, over the net, so.
And volleyball is one of those things, is that something you've played your entire lives or something?
I've played for about 6 years, so.
We didn't have a middle school program in volleyball when I was there, but so I've just played my entire high school career.
But now they have a middle school program, which is great. So the players that are coming up, they have a little bit of knowledge of volleyball and have some experience, which is really good.
And a great thing, too, is you can take a volleyball and two people and go out and bump it around.
It's great.
Get your practice that way, too. All right. Anything else to add about the volleyball program?
Just come out and support.
Sounds good. And the next home match is when?
Tomorrow, actually.
That's okay. I'll scrap. Okay. I'll add you right into that. Right. Sorry, that was my fault. Okay. Well, Anaya and Allie, thank you so much for being with us here on our program today. Best of luck to the volleyball program the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
A lot of times on our back-to-school programs here in the fall semester, we miss out on other sports, and we're going to touch on those here at Stevens County High School today. And one of those is basketball. We're going to talk with members of the boys' basketball team and the girls' basketball team. Let's introduce yourselves. First, the girl.
My name is Elyria Faulkner, and I'm the point guard for Stevens County High School girls' basketball team.
I am Nari Winters. I am senior guard and team captain of Stevens County High School basketball.
I am Jet Black, and I'm the junior forward for the Stevens County basketball team.
Very good, and welcome to our program. Good to talk about some basketball this time of year. Tell us a little about, as you move toward the season, I know there's going to be a lot of practices leading up to it. Tell us about the girls' basketball program as you move in.
We're working hard in the offseason, improving, getting in the gym, and getting ready for the season, for a big comeback for the following season.
And you have a new coach this year.
We do.
Yeah, Coach Brown back again. So Jerry Brown back with. Tell us about the guys.
You know, we have a lot going on. You know, currently while we're at school, like if we got a free period, he'll have us come in, do like 100 shot workouts, you know, just training and leading us, getting ready to win region championship this year, you know, working for that.
Yeah. What's some of your favorite memories as you move into with basketball? You know, have
a... Last season, I scored 21 against Raven County, and that was pretty fun.
I
have to say my favorite was when we beat Monroe when they were on a 7-0 win streak, and I dropped about 16 points. Came back.
My favorite memory is probably hitting 4 threes in back-to-back games over the Christmas games.
Yeah. You got some advice for, I know you got a lot of young players that will be coming into this season. Got some advice for them as you move into the year?
I say don't be lazy and to do more than what you're asked to do.
And I think they should never give up under any circumstances. Always keep pushing themselves when they start to feel like they're falling to the bottom.
I say be positive and just stay focused.
Yeah. What's some things you guys do outside of basketball?
Basketball.
Basketball.
And hang out with friends.
Basketball now. Outside of basketball, basketball too.
Just work out, train for basketball mainly. That's about it.
Yeah.
Probably just hang out with friends and basketball too.
Yeah. What do you like best about the high school?
The athletic program and the dances and, pretty much just basketball.
More of how the faculty, you know, they look out for us, they care for us, they give us food, you know, stuff that help us for the season that we'll need and how the community gives back to the school.
The staff really cares for each individual student and their, like, progress.
Yeah. Well, best of luck this season. Anything else to add about basketball program?
Say this.
All right. Lyria, Neri, and Jet, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, now joined by members of the competitive dance team here at Stevens County High School. Introduce yourselves, if you would.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Tomlinson.
I'm Annie Smith.
And I'm Chloe Harding.
Competitive dance. Tell us what that is. Can you tell us a little about the competitive dance here at the high school?
So we have all been on the team for 3 years. We're the only ones that have been on it for 3 years. We go all over Georgia competing against other schools. It's really just a really good time for everyone.
We have two dances, competitive kick and competitive palm, and we really put 2 minutes each, and it's just we all put our hearts out into it, and it's really fun to just go out on the court and perform and just bond with the girls and have a really fun time during the season.
So competitive kick and competitive palm, tell us about what are those? What's the difference?
So in palm, we do like...
It's like more upbeat.
Yeah.
It's more similar to cheerleading.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess you could say. And like kick is like our personal thing that we do every year. It's one of our best, like it's our best. We have a new one every year, like a new dance every year. And kicking is like, it's personally, it's my favorite. It's the, like my favorite one mm-hmm. between the two.
It's like what we're known for.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. Well, how many members are on the team and who are your coaches?
This year there's 10 girls, 5 juniors, 3 sophomores, and 2 freshmen. Mm-hmm. And our coach is Miss Kinsey Cash.
All right.
Accompanied by Tamara Cash.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Cashes, that's right.
Yes.
Back again. What advice do you have for like underclassmen? Are all three of you seniors?
We're juniors. All juniors. There are no seniors okay. this okay. year.
Oh, no seniors. Mm-hmm. All right. So the team should be back again next year. Mm-hmm. So. That's some good stability there.
Yes, sir.
For folks who want to be a part of the program, what would be some advice that you could give them?
To always push yourself to be the best and never be afraid to get out of your comfort zone would be one of my top things.
And just have fun. Mm-hmm. It's mostly about having fun and then getting your, like you can have a silly side and then when it's time to work, it's time to work. You just always have to have that like competitiveness.
What do you enjoy doing outside of school and outside of the sport?
One thing I enjoy is definitely spending time with my girls and spending time with my family.
Mm-hmm. I love spending time with my friends and family and just bonding with my team, like outside of practice, like going places like out to eat maybe before practice and just talking about other things rather than having to work all the time.
Yeah. I enjoy working retreats and babysitting. I love my kids.
Okay, very good. And plans after high school, and I know you're all juniors, but you have plans after high school right now?
I would love to go to a 4-year college. I'm undecided on it, but I'm going to be an elementary school teacher.
I would love to go to Georgia, room with my bestie, and hopefully be a Georgette, and then I want to be an orthopedic PA that specializes in athletes.
I would also love to go to UGA and room with my bestie Annie and be a teacher and maybe possibly do Georgettes, but if it's not like, it's not going to hurt me if I don't like get on the team or whatever. So. Yeah.
Well, that is great. And what is your next competitive dance competition? Is it coming up?
Our season hasn't technically started yet.
Our competition will start in
December.
Yeah.
December, okay, mm-hmm. Toward the end of the year. All right. Well, best of luck this year, and sounds like a lot of fun and great thing to check out as well, competitive dance. Chloe, Annie, and Mackenzie, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
One thing that was started not very long ago, I'm not sure how long the program has been in play now, but a few years now, I think, is the Angler program here at Stevens County High School. And we have two guys part of that, Preston Murray and Colby Fowler. Tell us about the Angler program. What is it?
We just fish lakes all around Northeast Georgia and compete in a club. There's about 38 anglers and 20 teams.
Yeah. And we fish 4 different lakes, Hartwell, Russell, Chattoog, and Burton.
How does it all work? How do you get out to the lakes?
You have a captain, and then you have you and a partner, or you can fish without a partner if you don't have a partner.
And you fish against other teams. You
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the same teams every time you go to?
With the club, it is. We fish all against each other. Mm-hmm. So like.
And then you have a separate middle school team and high school team. The middle school team comes in earlier and weighs in earlier than the high school team.
Yeah. Who are the coaches for the English?
Chris Holland.
Mr. Holland.
Okay.
He's the welding teacher here.
Yeah, very good, very good. So you have to have your own boats, or how does that work?
Your captain.
Your captain, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so. And it's something you can practice on a lot.
Yes, sir.
You just love to fish. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What would be some encouragement for folks that are coming into high school that would like to be a part of the Angler program, what would be?
Just start practicing now. It's a good program. It's fun. It ain't all about winning. It's just to have fun.
Yeah, it's about more or less having fun than
winning. All the memories created.
Yeah, and it's a relaxing time out there too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. What's some other things you guys enjoy doing at the high school?
I play baseball here at Stevens County, and all the events and here at Stevens County. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Preston? Just like to fish.
Yeah, I don't really do much. I don't do much for the school. I just fish.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Very good. Anything else to add about Anglers?
No, sir.
All right. Well, great program here, Anglers, and we appreciate Preston Murray. Colby Fowler, thank you for being with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, now we're going to talk soccer here at Stevens County High School. We're first joined by the members of the girls' soccer team. Introduce yourselves, if you would.
I'm Blair Huddleston. I'm a junior here.
I'm Mackenzie Seegers, and I'm a sophomore.
All right. Tell us the positions you play on the girls' soccer team.
I play defense and defensive mid as well.
I just play goalkeeper.
All right. Goalkeeper. And I tell you what, the girls' soccer program has really developed here at Stevens County High School. A lot of success of late, going to the state playoffs and things like that. So tell us a little bit about the soccer program as in general.
So our soccer program, the past few years we've had Coach Erin Fleming. She is a great coach. We have loved having her. She coached some of us in middle school as well, so we've kind of grown up with her. And so we've all just like really gotten to connect with her over these past few years and grow more as a team. Last year we went to state and went to the Sweet 16, and this year we're hoping to go back to that, even though we lost a few players last year. We're hoping that our ninth graders will show up and show out.
Mackenzie, what are some things you work on as a goalie? Tell us
as
about
a
that.
Goalie, you really need to be really good at getting down fast and then getting right back up in case you hit it out or something like that. So you need to work on agility. You actually need to work on a lot of footwork so you're able to move your feet fast and get across the goal. You also need to be really fast, at least to the 18-yard line, so you can run out for 1v1s.
You ever ate one? You ever got hit in the face with one?
Yes, I actually did last year. I got a bloody nose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great position there. And as you move toward the new year, what's some things you encourage younger players out there to join the girls' soccer team?
It doesn't really matter of the skill. It matters about the effort that you put in. Let's say you have one of the best skill work game, well, are you going to put in the effort to be out there on the field playing, or are you just going to be half doing it?
Mm-hmm. Hard work, a very important part, and getting your body ready too, because it's a lot of running in soccer, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Having to prepare all year, and yeah. we both play club soccer together, and
so it is a year-round thing for us.
Yeah. What are some things you do outside of soccer that you enjoy?
I go to football games and do other I do other activities here at SCHS.
I'm involved a little bit in the agriculture, and I just started this year helping out with theater backstage, and I also just like to read.
Yeah. Are you both seniors this year?
No, I'm a junior.
And I'm a sophomore.
Junior and sophomore. Okay, so I won't ask you too much about your future plans yet, because you still got a little time there, but do you have any future plans outside after high school?
I don't know where I'm going to go to college yet, but I want to become a physical therapist or a physician's assistant.
I would just like to be either outside, just outside all day. I'd like to help out with animals, so maybe some vet science.
Very good, very good. Anything else to add about the girls' soccer program?
Just when the season comes, come out and support us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Blair and Mackenzie, being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, now joined by the members of the boys' soccer team. Introduce yourselves, if you would.
Yeah, my name's Zach Rosser. I'm a senior wing for the varsity soccer team this year.
I'm a Josiah Schell. I'm a junior.
And I'm Micah Burkhart, and I'm also a senior.
The boys' soccer team, tell us about that as you move toward the season this year. How many guys you're going to have back and things like that?
So last year we lost a lot of our starting lineup. We lost 9 seniors on the lineup. But there's a lot of boys out there ready to step up, ready to make that next move into a starting position. So I'm very, very excited for this upcoming season.
Yeah, also, I'd just like to say have been a lot of boys putting in the work over the summer preparing for our upcoming season. They've improved.
yeah.
Dramatically.
It's tough. The Northeast Georgia area is very tough for soccer. It's a great competition.
Yeah, there's some really good competition in our region this year.
What are some things outside of soccer you guys like to do?
I enjoy working a lot, and I'm also going to college right now as well. So those are two of my big things I'm doing outside of soccer. Yeah. So
I enjoy hanging out with friends and also playing soccer and other outdoor activities.
Yeah, I'm very involved here at SCHS. I'm the band captain in the marching band this year. I'm in clubs like Anchor Club, National Honor Society, and I'm also very involved at my youth group at the Point Church.
Yeah,
Come out and support us. We're going to be amazing this year. I can feel it. It's going to be great.
The season starts when?
The season starts...
January.
We start in January, and I think games pick up at the start of February.
Yeah, got to get in shape because it is up and down.
It's a lot of running.
Yeah. All right. Anything else to add, guys?
No, I'm really excited for this soccer season, and I hope that everyone comes out and support us this year. We're really, really hopeful for a good season and a good playoff run.
And your coach is?
We're coached by Coach Robert Worsley.
Okay.
He's a great coach.
Yeah.
Very invested in the team.
Yeah, great.
Oh, yeah.
Micah, Josiah, and Zach, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Right now, I'm going to talk about the tennis program here at Stevens County High School. And we have Laura Sanders from the girls tennis team and Gavin Wilkinson from the boys. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell us about the team this year as you move in toward spring that'll be around the corner.
Well, the boys, boys and girls both made state last year, so we're hoping we can get back there and hopefully finish better than we did last year.
How many returning guys do you have?
I think we have four returning guys this
four.
Year.
That's good. Yes, sir. Good nucleus there. How about you, Laura?
Yeah, we have mostly juniors on the team this year. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good.
Pretty tough region you're in for tennis, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's pretty much on the same level, so it's very competitive.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. Who are your coaches?
Coach Williams, both of them.
Both Williams, yeah. And they've been doing it a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They love tennis program, that's for sure.
They sure do.
Yeah, and they really support it well.
They know what they're talking about,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, tell us about some other returning members that you have on the team. We'll just mention those by name that be back.
Well, my partner, Clayton Jones, he's a year younger than me. He's actually my cousin. It's kind of funny because whenever we practice and they say, cousins go hit or something like that. And Rusty Spencer... He's also a junior, and Jaron, who was a freshman last year, and then Elijah. And I think that's all the returning boys we got.
Yeah,
on the girls' team, Faith Avister, probably the best player on the team right now. And then Kara was my partner last year for doubles. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
She's sweet.
Yeah, well, that's great. And what are some things you guys do outside of tennis here at the high school?
Well, besides tennis, I play about every other sport, pick up basketball, football,
mm-hmm.
golf sometimes.
Yeah.
I like to play video games, watch TV, when I'm not working.
Yeah, yeah. Laura, how about you?
Yeah, I have work. I just be on my phone, watch movies.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, what's some advice for folks who are coming into just starting their tennis playing tennis and want to maybe join the high school team a little bit later on? What's some advice you might have for them? And how long you guys have been playing?
Well, this year is actually going to be my second year. I started, when I came to high school, I started playing soccer, and then I decided to try tennis last year and really liked it, so mm-hmm. playing it again my senior year.
Yeah.
And, if you want a fun sport to play, by yourself or with a partner, I'd recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is my third year playing. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Especially with friends.
Yeah. You like doubles or singles better?
I play doubles, but I enjoy playing both.
Yeah.
Probably doubles a little bit better.
I prefer singles.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Laura and Gavin, anything else to add?
No, sir. No.
Thank you. All right. Best luck to the tennis teams this year.
Thank you.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, it's great on their back-to-school programs this year to not only talk about fall sports, but talk about some of the winter sports and spring sports as well. And one of the spring sports with us right now, and that is baseball. And Craig Thurman, William Roush, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us a little about the baseball, I know it's a few months in advance of baseball season starting. Of course, you get cranked up pretty early when it's pretty cold getting ready. But tell us about the baseball team as you'll move through into this season.
I think we're going to look pretty good this year. We got a lot of returning talent. We also did lose some talent, but at the same time, we're still going to be strong. We got a lot of young talent coming up, and even with our senior class, we'll still be able to hold down the ground.
Yeah, well, like you said, we got a bunch of defense coming back in offense. We lost some pitchers, lost some real good seniors, but maybe some of the younger guys will be able to step up and play good this year.
The junior varsity came off a really, really good year, so you get some young guys there probably still.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us the positions you guys play. So.
I play shortstop.
I caught and played second.
Yeah. Play a little bit of everything there.
Yeah.
What are some things you guys really want to work on as you go into this season?
One of the main things is executing. That's a big thing this year. I think we need to focus on is just taking advantage of all the little things and not overthinking everything. Just go out there and play.
Yeah, playing strong, playing the game we know how to play, and also having a strong mental aspect of the game too.
What's some things you guys do outside of baseball that you do?
A big thing we like to do is a canned food drive around Christmas break. We all, during winter workouts, we all take a day off. We go up to the health department. We get the canned food from Tocoa Manor, and we take it up to the health department to help out the people in need for Christmas holidays.
Yeah, we'll get a few guys, and we'll go to Ebenezer and play some basketball.
Yeah.
And we'll just have some fun outside of baseball and just enjoy it.
Anything else to add about the baseball program this year?
Go Indians.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much, William Roush, Craig Thurman. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
And closing our sports here at Stevens County High School with track and field today. And we've got a couple of members of the track and field team from the girls, Anaya Dupree, and from the guys, Jerome Maxwell. Tell us a little about what you do on the track and field team, Anaya. We'll start with you.
I usually just do running events, and I do some high jump.
So what are running events that you participate in?
Last year I participated in 200, the 100, the 400, and 4x1.
All on the same day, right? That's a busy day. That's a busy day. How about you, Jerome?
I currently run the 800 and the 4x8, and I am looking forward to running the 400 and the 4x4.
How do you prepare for the season? What are some things you work on to get prepared?
I usually just work on stretching and building my speed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all thanks to our coaches. They help us a lot with our conditioning.
Yeah, tell us about your coaches.
Coach Thigpen, he doesn't give up. He's persistent. Like, if I don't feel like doing something, he'll make me do it. I'll do it.
Yeah.
But other than that, he's a good coach.
Yeah,
and we wouldn't be able to do what we do without Thigpen, his wife, and all the football coaches coming to help us.
Mm-hmm. That's very good. So there's a lot of different competitions in track and field, a lot of different areas. What's some advice maybe for some young person out there that maybe want to be involved with track and field? Because there's some who maybe a particular sport doesn't work for them, but track and field could.
I'd say just keep going for it. You're not, at first I'm pretty sure when Anaya started, we weren't nearly as good as we are now. And I can say that for myself. So just keep going for it and you'll eventually get there.
Juniors, what are some things outside of track and field you like to do? I know we had Jerome earlier with JROTC. Anything else that you like to do?
Cross country, I like to manage things like the soccer team and all that. Yeah. So.
How about you, Anaya?
I just do basketball.
Basketball, okay. All right. So what do you like about Stevens County High School?
It's a great place. Like the energy here, I can't get it anywhere else. Yeah. Yeah, the teachers are amazing. Our faculty, so super helpful.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Anaya and Jerome, thank you so much for being with us here on our Back to School program. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, we're joined now by the principal, Ms. Jessica Simmons. And Jessica, boy, what a great group we had here from the high school again today, and just some fun students to speak with. Yeah.
Yes, we have a tremendous student body here. We've got kids that work really hard for us, and they're just leaders in our building, and I'm just glad to get to share them with you all today.
And
we talked about your staff earlier on the program, but they do such a wonderful job.
Yeah, our staff is really committed to our students. They work so hard. We talk a lot for the last several years about being all in, and this year we took that a step further to be all in for all kids, and that takes a deep commitment from our staff. They have to work very hard every day. You know, we ask them for 100% commitment and consistency every day. You know, and teachers have a tough job, but it is rewarding, and they do a fantastic job here, and I wouldn't want to have any other staff with us.
Wonderful. Any message to send out to parents as we head out today?
Yeah, parents, we just appreciate your support. We always like getting to meet with parents and talk with parents, and we just appreciate what you guys do for us every day to encourage kids to be here every day. We ask our kids to every day to make 4 commitments to us, and that's to be present, to be respectful, to be responsible, and to always be learning. And we just appreciate your support and reinforcing that at home, and we just appreciate everything you do for us.
Well, thank you so much again. We enjoy being out here at Stevens County High School for our final WNEG Goes Back to School. Jessica Simmons, thank you, and best of luck the rest of this year.
Thank you.
And that is your WNEG Goes Back to School, and it wraps up our 2023 WNEG Goes Back to School. Of course, you can check out all the programs on our website at WNEGradio.com. We thank all of the principals, administrators, teachers, students across the Stevens County school system who have shared time with us here on our Back to School program. For WNEG Goes Back to School from Stevens County High School, I'm Phil Hobbs.